Okay, so you're a good Saskatchewan kid. Well, even a Saskatoon kid. When did you start doing what you're doing?
Well, I've been a musician my whole life. I used to play with a band called Rosie and the Riveters, and we toured all over.
No way, you were with Rosie and the Riveters too.
That's right. So, and then right around the pandemic, you know, life changed, and I started making online content, and then I started writing funny songs, especially about motherhood, and then it kind of took off, and the songs went viral, and then I was like, okay, so I guess I'll still be a musician. I'm just going to be more of a comedic musician, telling the stories of what it's like to be a mom.
Is it harder to write funny songs than more what we, I guess, would consider traditional songs?
It's certainly different. Like when I used to write songs more like emotionally, it was more intuitive. Whereas with a funny song, you have to be like more, you need to add jokes. And so it's more cerebral, if that makes any sense.
Wow.
You have to be like, okay, what I want to say is, you are such a good dad. How do I get there?
Okay. We have to stop and talk about that one specifically. My daughter thinks that is absolutely hilarious. She actually forwards a lot of your reels and content to me because she thinks it's hilarious. But the "you're such a good dad" to her sums it up, because it's all about mom does all of these things and all dad does is push the kid on a swing and people say, "You're such a good dad."
Oh yeah. My husband, when we had a child and he strapped that baby on a carrier and walked around the neighborhood, it was like his first week of parenthood. He was like, "I am a God, Faraday. Strangers are approaching me to be telling me what an amazing person I am by holding a child in public." And so we had this like running joke that like, that's like, I was like, you realize no mother is being approached in a grocery store to celebrate her motherhood, right? Like, and so that's where the song comes from, this idea that like, yeah, I do the cooking and the cleaning and the groceries and the laundry, and he's like just in public, bare minimum, with a child, and strangers are celebrating him.
So let's go deeper on a rabbit hole, if we can,
please,
for just a second, because you obviously are very good at what you do and you have the ability to be funny. I often will tell people that just when you think you're unique, there's a book about you that comes out. and I think with motherhood and with the comedy that you do, it's the cult of motherhood. And I think they laugh because they realize that they're not alone in all of these ridiculous things that they think aren't so incredibly unique. I'm the only one who feels this way. And then they meet somebody like you who's making songs about it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that we all notice this like small pattern in our life. And then if somebody else writes a song about it and you realize, oh, I'm not alone. Like that is the nature of motherhood, is you're kind of often isolated, alone at home, or you're in the vehicle. And so you don't always, and you might talk with your friends and you might know that you're both kind of going through it. But then if I talk to my, 200,000 Instagram followers, I find the patterns right away. They're all like, yep, that's me. That's exactly it. That's exactly what's happening.
How old are your kids?
I have one kid and she's 8. She'll turn 9 next month.
Do you ever think that she is at some point going to look back on the material that you've done, which obviously references her, and think, come on, mom, really?
I certainly try and think about that for sure. Like, okay, what songs should I not be, what stories should I not be telling on stage? What songs should I not be sharing because of that? But at the same time, you know what? She has this mom, just like my husband has this wife.
That's right. You knew what you were getting into when you said,
That's true.
On this one.
I'm sure it's the same thing with you. You know, there's certain times that your kids are like, Dad, that's so embarrassing.
Well, I always made it in my entire radio career, I was always very careful about what I talked about on the radio because I never wanted my kids to feel embarrassed by something Dad said on the radio, even though I might think it's absolutely hilarious and it's so relatable to everybody else.
Yeah.
If it was embarrassing to them, I didn't want that to happen.
That's right.
Yeah. So endless material, though?
Endless material. Well, and also, not all my songs are written about my own life, right? I do ask my Instagram followers and my TikTok followers, like, what is, what's the hardest part about parenting? Or, like, what do you hate about laundry? And then I write songs for them. So there's kind of a joy in that as a songwriter, that you're not just writing about your own experience. So there is endless. I mean, comedy is pain plus time, and there's nothing more painful than being a parent.
So now you're doing a show on May the 4th at the Broadway Theater. Is it all about motherhood, or do you delve into some other issues?
Well, I do a few other things, but mostly it centers around my life, or motherhood, marriage, motherhood, parenting, being introverted. And there's like comedic songs and more tender songs, and then we have some special guests, and it's just, especially because we have Mother's Day coming up, it's a really great night especially for moms to come out and just like feel like somebody just gets it. That gets their life.
Now, you use the term introverted, and I assume you're referring to yourself. The two just don't jive to me when I meet you.
I fake it real good, Steve.
Is that right?
Yeah, lots of people are like, I can't believe that you're introverted. I was like, I'm not sure if you've noticed, but I'm on stage a full 8 feet away from anybody else.
but it is funny that somebody like you, so does that ever cause some discomfort for you? Like, do you have stage fright?
I don't have stage fright because I knew from a very young age I wanted to be a musician and a performing musician. So I did a lot of like mental rehearsal to feel comfortable performing on stage. But being on stage is different in that like I perform and I say what I think and I am myself. And then I don't have any of your feedback and I leave the room out of a different door.
I also think it would be interesting. I'm looking forward to your show because I think it will be interesting. I love comedians, love comedy. We'll go anywhere we travel. We always try to hit a comedy club somewhere. And often you'll get the person will come out on stage and say, look, if you think you're going to be offended, you're going to be offended. You should probably leave.
Mm.
I would venture to say your audience is more of an inclusive one. It's more of a happy we're laughing together rather than making fun at. Am I right on that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's just like also my nature. I'm not really an offensive. I do have a song about Costco that could divide the audience. However, that's about as wild and controversial as I get. I just think that is my nature. Like, I'm not really someone who has deeply strong opinions about many things, but I want it to be a place where everybody can come and laugh about like the true patterns of society and their lives.
Laughing at yourself.
Yes,
is
exactly.
What it's
and
all
if
about.
They want to laugh at someone, they can laugh at me.
I don't know what the Costco one is about, but I'll tell you what, I was out there this weekend. That place is absolute chaos.
People have a love-hate relationship.
They really do. They really do. And they make the carts bigger, it seems, every time I go out there. Are you ever thinking of getting the band back together, Rosie and the Riveters?
I think each of us has gone off to do really great things with our career. So it was almost a decade of being together. So I think that it really ran its course. And then, you know, we've each gone and done something even more incredible.
Hmm.
And one of them became a mom and one of them's doing like documentary filmmaking. I'm doing musical comedy. We're all having
good for
a great
you.
Time.
Yeah. Good for you. Okay, so May the 4th, tickets are available at the Broadway box office. And I don't know, anything I didn't ask you that you said, gee, I wish he would ask me that?
No, this has been a really great time. I appreciate you having me in the office.